Sam Edmund, we know, is our cycling aficionado, amongst many other things on SEN, and he's as passionate about the sport as any. And he would have been very, very excited to be speaking to our next guest, Aussie cycling great, John Iffy Trevorrow, who is the director of a series, a cycling series that's been going since 1989. It always gets some of the very best in the world. We're talking Tour de France winners, stage winners. People have got green jerseys, yellow jerseys, you name it. It's the who's who of cycling have competed in what was the Bay Classic Series. It's now the Bay Crits, one of the fastest criterium cycling events in the world. And John's been good enough to jump on. John, hello. Good
morning, fellas.
We're very sorry that Sam Edmund couldn't be here. So he was the educated one in cycling, and now you're dealing with two cycling nuffies.
Look, we'll have some fun. I've carted Sammy around Tour de France a few times, and he did call me last night coughing and spluttering and apologising. He called himself a cyclist, a bit weak I thought. But anyway, we'll continue on, mate.
John, welcome to the show. Just tell us about this new series and what's happening and what we can expect. And I live down in this part of the world, or that part of the world, so just tell us what might be on the agenda.
Well, look, yeah, it's, as you mentioned, started in 1989. I thought we'd take the race to the people. That's how the Bay Crits started. It was always called the Bay Cycling Classic, but everyone called it the Bay Crits. So we thought, well, let's just go with the name that everyone finally calls it. So, yeah, so it's 3 days in Geelong this time. So it's January 1, 2 and 3. And it's the Citroën Bay Crits. So we've got a new partner, a French car company, and which is sensational because I often drive a Citroën when I'm over in the Tour de France, and they're amazing cars, just really starting out to get their name known in Australia. So we're going to help do that. They're sensational cars. So people will come down. So first, it starts in the Eastern Gardens in Geelong on Jan 1. So it's got 2 days up there on a great course that they do clockwise, first time, then anti-clockwise. It's so different each day. And then day three, the loved hot dog circuit down at Ritchie Boulevard, which is very, very fast. And lots of, unfortunately, a few crashes as well. But it's quite spectacular.
Unfortunately for the cyclists, and probably fortunately for the spectators who enjoy seeing the odd stack. Explain the, I'm reading here, the fastest criterium series in the world. Just explain to us about the speed and what types of speeds we can expect to see. I'm 5 kilometres from Eastern Gardens, and I'll be around New Year's and New Year's Day. So I'm looking forward to heading down and seeing a few of these speed demons.
Make sure you do, because we'll welcome you into the VIP. It's a great viewing spot. The first 2 days up in the Eastern Gardens, you've got that elevated area there. You can see the whole course. You're watching going around down the back. You can see the city of Melbourne in the background. All of that, as you know, the quite spectacular. It became known as the fastest crit series in the world by Robbie McEwen, our great 13 times stager in the Tour de France, who dominated the series in the late 90s. And he, was known as the best criterium rider in the world. And he said, there is no crits right anywhere in the world that are near as fast as this because of the quality of the competition and how serious they were. Criteriums in Europe are a bit like World Championship Wrestling. They're normally after the big races, and the guys get a bit organised, and it's a bit of a show. But the Bay Crits is no show. It is on, and it's fantastic. And we have races for the elite men, the elite women, the wonderful support race, like you used to call a B grade, but it's better than that. And that's the Damien Drapac Foundation Series, named after an amazing young doctor who was a keen cyclist, Damien Drapac, who was tragically killed 3 years ago, preparing for this exact event. And so we've named it after him. But and then there's also the Victorian Junior Championships for all the different age groups, from under-15s right up to the under-17s, and then they enter these elite races. So there's races all day long, great, food vendors, and it's just a wonderful day.
It sounds like a magnificent event. And by the way, getting the voice of cycling, Phil Liggett, to do the commentary just goes to show the status that this event has. So it's a credit to you, John. It's a credit to all the organisers. It's been going since 1989. The Bay Crits, it's a massive part of cycling in Australia.
The Citroen Bay Crits, mate. The Citroen Bay Crits. You've got to get that in too.
Yes, apologies. well, just send me invoice in. Well, no, I'm kidding. No, big, very big thank you.
Thanks, mate. I really appreciate it. It's great to get Phil back because he's done the event many times and loves it. But COVID, of course, stopped the race for a couple of years and stopped Phil from coming over. But I joke about the sponsors, but without them, we just haven't got an event. The state government and the City of Geelong have supported this right since 1989. But Spirit of Tasmania on board now, Mitchelton, the Novotel Hotel, which is our base up there. SBS covers it. It's live streamed around the world, so it's fantastic coverage. So just like to thank our great partners that make it happen, mate.
And we'd like to thank you, John. Absolute star. Good luck with the event. We're sure it'll be a raging success. Thanks for being with us.
Okay, see you, fellas.